And that's the track, The Thing, which is about, as you heard, possession. And as always on Tractor Fiction, we enact the tract, so to speak, and then we have a debate in which we decide whether or not it was true, with people saying whether they think it's true or not. Speaking of which, I don't have a coin, so if anybody has a coin...
Franklin Allenton has a coin.
Oh, Franklin, I didn't really want you to be here this time. Oh, here we go, I got a coin. It's a very old coin.
Frank's coin decides the debate.
All right, now, we've got some new debaters here. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, this is Ben Grimm.
Why, hello there, Mr. Grimm. I've actually heard of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It's not really a compliment to say that I've heard of you, but there you are. Debater number two.
Hi, I'm Verono.
Verono from the track?
Uh-huh.
Oh, welcome. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess it's really not that...
It's good to see you, too.
It's really not that good to see you, but...
Oh, God, I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, as always, I'm sure everybody realizes that Verono says this tract was 100% true.
Oh, totally.
And Ben Grimm here believes it is false.
Darn right.
So as always, we let the quote-unquote attacker go first. So Ben Grimm, why don't you tell us why this tract is not true?
It's clobbering time. I got a couple of really good reasons why this tract is false. First of all, let's get one thing straight. I know demons. I have punched a lot of demons in my time. Maybe as many as 90. Now, let me tell you. Seen a lot of exorcists, but I personally am Jewish, have been for years, and never really had much of a problem with it. Demons are really kind of low on my list of threats. Galactus, he's higher. Doctor Doom, then way down there, like Hirish, you see, demons.
We're on the radio, they can't see where your hand is there.
I'm sorry, radio people, just imagine that my hand is a little lower than it would be if I were doing, say, Galactus or Doctor Doom.
Gotcha. Basically, you're admitting that as someone who is Jewish, you are inherently somewhat evil and therefore susceptible to demon possession, but you've never been possessed, therefore there must not be demons.
You know, Mr. Allen, I'm not a very bright guy, but listening to you, I'm kind of wondering. Maybe I'm a little brighter than I thought I was. Gotta stop hanging out with Reed Richards and other smart people. Get a feel for Middle America and yourself.
Well, I'm actually from New York, but there you are. Anyway, Verono.
Uh-huh.
You get your counter attack, I guess you would call it, to counter the argument of Mr. Grimm.
Okie dokie. Okay, well, I'm a demon, and I was in this tract, and, you know, I think demons exist because I exist. And I go around, and I possess people, and I possessed Maria, and we were... big friends for a while.
You were friends?
We were big friends, yes. And then she took my coat. She took my sweater, and I had to get it back from her. And next time I got it back from her, she took my purse. So I had to get that back from her, too. So you see, it was all just a really big misunderstanding. And I really think we could have been happier if we all just sat down and had cookies
now,
about it.
Hold on a second. You're saying you possessed her because she took your stuff.
Well, you see, I really don't, I don't know how to communicate otherwise. I have some issues. I have some issues.
So you're alleging that she took your things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Well, you know, she took my things. She took my purse.
Well, all right. If you say so.
Maria, sweetie.
I'm sorry. Who do we have here?
Hello, I'm the town doctor, the one they took Maria to when they said she was possessed by that demon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl you're talking to, that's not Verono. That's
yes,
Maria.
No, I'm Verono.
Maria was a different person entirely.
Yeah, she's a little bit older now. She sounds a bit different, but...
No, I'm Verono. I really
I
am.
Know.
See?
Maria,
I have
you're
horns.
Not Verono.
I have a pretty tail.
She does have a tail.
Oh, broke off there, but...
Maria.
Still have a tail.
Now, hold on. What are your qualifications, Doctor? Why should we take your word for anything? I don't even know you from, well, not Adam, but rather Eve.
I have a diploma.
From high school?
Yes.
That's good. Doctor school?
My ma taught me.
Taught you doctoring?
Yeah. She was the town doctor before I was.
I have to tell you, if your mother...
I am her mother, Dr. Quinn.
If your mother played doctor with you, that's something you should talk to the authorities about.
Listen, that's just the way that we do it in our town.
That's not a good town. That's not a town I...
I don't know. Seems okay to me.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Grimm.
I just got that. Oh, my God. Ew.
Now, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Let's get back to the matter at hand. I think the main thrust of this tract, Verona.
Yeah?
Was that by not accepting Jesus, one, opens oneself up to terrible things. Is this what you're saying?
I don't know. I don't know all the demons. They're all bigger than me. I'm the little demon.
Well, but
and Jesus, you know, maybe he wanted to possess her instead, and that's all I know is I left when I got my purse, and then she.
Wait, you left when you got what purse?
My purse. The purse.
The man who came and did the exorcism gave you your purse back?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part in the tract.
But
maybe it was off camera. Maybe
yeah, yeah, he slipped it to me on the side. I don't really understand what was going on, but yeah, I got my purse back, and see, I got my lipstick, and I got my eyeshadow back, so I'm pretty again.
All right, Mr. Grimm, you want to say something to that?
Seems pretty straightforward to me. Demon needs to get his purse back.
Are you saying you agree with Verona?
Only in the sense that he's much prettier now with the makeup.
No, hold on. See, now, this is a problem I'm having right now.
Kind of, I don't like to be critical, seeing as I'm made of rock, but damn, woof woof.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't think that was a compliment.
Well,
but
no, now she's.
Now, hold on. The problem I'm having is that I'm not seeing any disagreement between Mr. Grimm and Ms. Verona, but I do have an expert on the line. Maybe he'll be able to shed some light. Actually, I have two experts who are both on the line. Let's go expert number one. Expert number one, are you there?
Thank you for giving me some time, Mr. Allen. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. My name is Dr. Hadrian St. Clair, and I administer the Duluth, Minnesota Zoo. And
welcome.
My little anecdote involves, well, years ago we found under our care a sort of a hominid sort of biped, and it was frothing at the mouth and had hair in places where humans shouldn't have hair. And we had him under our care for 6 weeks under heavy, and then we found out belatedly that he was a human and we couldn't turn him back to the authorities. And it's widely believed that this is a demon. We kind of categorized him under a Yeti. But at any rate, we have tried religious things, and thus far, we haven't had anybody get possessed from proximity to this individual.
So you're saying you have a demon? And he hasn't possessed a single person.
No, and as far as we can tell, that's a good thing. And we have to feed the guy. I mean, obviously, we're not tempting fate. We're not putting the animals nearby, and we don't allow children and pregnant women in the exhibit. But we do. We do have to feed him, and people have proximity. And I have to tell you, we don't always hire good Christians on our staff. And
is that a policy or?
Well. It's hard to check. It's against the laws to ask these confidential questions.
It's an okay policy to me.
Well, thank you for that. I'll have to see. In a moment, I'll see what our debaters think of that, but I do want to bring on the second expert, and we'll have two concurrent points for you to argue. Go ahead.
All this talk about exercises is making me want to do some step aerobics.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Oh, this is Dick Slimmons.
Oh, I've heard of you as well.
Oh my God, I've seen you on TV. I love you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Are you implying that you are an exorcist?
Oh, yes, silly. I love doing lots of exercising.
And you exercise demons?
Oh, yes. Didn't you just see my newest tape, Sweatin' to the Demons?
No, I didn't. I'm not a demon.
Well, actually, it's supposed to be called Sweatin' Out the Demons, but, well...
Was it a typo?
Yes, indeed. Now, you know, as a little boy... I had, been a little bit of a tubby blubby. Now, that was because demons had possessed me as a little kid and made me eat lots and lots of food. So I came up with this wonderful exorcist program, and ever since then, I've been helping people all across America get rid of the demons!
All right, now, okay, thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, Mr. Grimm and Ms. Verona. We've just had two experts who both claim to be telling the truth. One of them saying demon nonsense, one of them saying demon truth. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you both reply, but you know what? It's getting a little late into the process, so why don't I reply to those in the forms of your closing arguments. First, Mr. Grimm, then Verona, and then I'll let you both know the truth in the matter by deciding the debate.
Well, folks, take it from a man who's punched a lot of demons. Usually in the face. Sometimes in the stomach when we don't want to leave too many marks. But punched a lot of demons, never needed an exorcist, never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. More or less fine with it.
Okay, and anything comments on what the two experts gentlemen said?
Well, I'll agree that exercise is a good way to promote a healthy lifestyle. Also eating all your vegetables.
Step aerobics can do anything!
But I gotta say, Real muscle mass only comes with cosmic rays.
Okay, thank you for your closing arguments, and Verona, you as well.
Oh my god, Mr. Slimmons, he is the best. I lost 15 pounds on his step aerobics program. He is the exercise demon. He's terrific.
So
and,
you were demon exercising demon exercise.
Yes, I was exercising demons for a little while. I had my own class, and I exercised myself, and I'm
sorry,
a demon.
So you exercise yourself out of people or on your own?
No, with step aerobics to slim down.
Wait, no, so is the implication that by doing step aerobics, people will no longer be possessed by demons?
Well, man, if only.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that.
They keep on taking the purse, you know, that you have
what?
To.
Wait, I'm sorry, what about if a man gets possessed? What about a purse then?
Well, I don't see why another man could not take my purse just as easily as a girl could.
It'd probably be easier for a man to take your purse than a girl, but...
It's a beautiful purse.
I'm not saying that they couldn't. I'm saying they wouldn't.
Why not?
Because why would they want it?
Because they're a very sensitive and attractive man. That's why.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being sensitive.
I can't...
Exactly. Mr. Slimmons, what are you doing after the program?
Oh, sweetie, you're just too much. I want to take you home and eat you right up.
All right. Mr. Grimm, you were trying to say something.
Weird, also creepy.
That's all you wanted to say.
Oh,
right.
It's nothing.
All right, well,
Oh, you're just an exorcistaphobe.
I gotta tell you, in my heart of hearts, I don't know where you people stand. But I'm gonna decide who's right, that's for sure.
Frank's coin decides everything.
What does that coin say? I'm going to flip that coin again.
We can't seem to find the coin, so Franklin Allenton will flip
its
own coin.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Grimm, you're right. Demons don't possess. People punch demons. Demons don't possess people.
Oh.
That's not a revolting development at all.
It sounds like, it sounds from what I'm gathering here, people, or at the very least, cosmic ray bombarded people, are far more dangerous to demons than demons are to people, so... Because I haven't heard any talk about demons hitting anybody, but I've heard a lot of talk about you hitting people.
Well, not all of them. There's still maybe as many as 20 left.
People?
Demons I haven't personally punched.
You haven't punched me!
Well, that can certainly be solved. I have this fist here.
Let's see it!
I'd rather hit on you than on me.
Don't do it, you filly brute!
I like men with muscles.
And from that day on, after the success in this debate, the thing used reason rather than violence to defeat his enemies.
Was that a like flash forward at the end of Tractor Fiction? We've never had that
ever
before.
Yes, in fact, it was.
It's reasoning time.
And as the narrator from the future, I bid you good night.
Well, you can't argue with the narrator from the future unless he's one of the debaters, and then you have to argue with the narrator from the future, but... Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction tonight. Hopefully you all learned a lot about demons and whether or not they're real, because they are real, but they're not dangerous. This is Frank Allen. Good night.